rest of the story. Henry could have done just about anything he wanted in life. Studious, intellectually inclined, even as a child. So he would have made a fine lawyer. He seriously considered it for a while. But this bookworm was also a gifted athlete. In fact, he was the best in his high school. He would accumulate 10 college football scholarships before he graduated. And there's another but. Henry was passionately interested in the theater. And those who knew him best might have predicted that at least before Henry went out to more practical pursuits, he'd have to get acting out of his system. You see, Henry was 17 when he started hanging around backstage at the National Theater in Washington, D.C. By observing, he learned everything he could about this strange, wonderful world of make-believe. Of course, he was incessantly pestering the theater management for a job, and he was consistently turned down. Then one day, the National Theater booked a revival of a play called The Skin of Our Teeth. Helen Hayes would star in it. The play had not yet opened, but rehearsals had begun, when somehow a rat got into the building, and the rat bit one of the actors. Well, Actors' Equity, the Actors' Union, was up in arms. The stage door of the National Theater opened on a rat-infested alley, they said. Something must be done to keep the rats from getting inside. Well, Henry was around when this commotion began, and sure enough, the manager spotted him. He said, "Come here, boy, I think I finally got you a job." And the job description? Rat bouncer. Rat bouncer. The manager told Henry that he could stand in the alley outside the stage door and watch for rats, and if one tried to sneak in while members of the cast or the crew were coming or going, he, Henry, was authorized to nab the gate-crashing rodent and toss him back into the alley. Henry answered the theater manager as politely as he knew how. He said, "Thank you, sir, but I think I'd rather not." Well, the theater manager said, "All right." He was sorry. He'd been under the impression that the boy wanted to get into show business. Management would have no trouble finding somebody who wanted a job at the National Theater, he said. That's when Henry said, "Well, now, hold on. I've reconsidered." And that night, his lonely alleyway rat vigils began. And as each night passed, his mind turned to more pleasant things. He spent his time dreaming about college football scholarships and a possible career in the pros and law school and a rewarding, intellectually intriguing profession in law. Through all of the nights that Henry stood in the back of the National Theater, he never saw one rat. He didn't have to. The suspense was enough. Finally, one night, he got fed up with being scared in the dark as a way of making a living, so he left the theater, and he went on to pursue a higher education. But Henry never did become a professional football star. He never did become a famous lawyer. But the next time you see his face, and you will, I hope you'll see superimposed over it the anxious visage of a teenage boy standing in a murky alley behind a theater, wishing that one could somehow become an actor without first being a rat bouncer. Incidentally, that boy's full name was Henry Warren Beatty. Warren Beatty? Warren Beatty. And now you know the rest of the story.